My babysitter. My husband sometimes wakes me up with his fingers well up my pussy and his hard cock pushing into the small of my back, telling me he has to fuck me. I'll roll over and help him inside of me, and about this time is when he wakes up. I swear, he sleep fucks. I thought he was just screwing around when he would accuse me later of molesting him and attacking him while he was asleep because he's always the one to initiate these middle-of-the-night fuck-fests. But it turns out that this isn't unique to him. Other people do it. I tried to imagine a way to use this to my advantage. Eventually, I did. I've had this recurring fantasy that I use to get off when I masturbate. I've never told my husband about it because it involves him. Anyway, the way I finally used his sleep fucking was to get my fantasy fulfilled. See, I fantasize about watching my husband fuck another woman. I don't want to tell him about it because I don't want him out there picking up women to fuck. I want to decide the woman. When, where, etc. I want it to be up to me, and I worried that if I told him about it, he'd be so gung-ho that I'd actually get all jealous and resentful, and then that would completely ruin my fantasy. This is, after all, supposed to be all about getting me off. Additionally, my fantasy isn't just about any other woman. It isn't about a friend of ours or anything like that. I fantasize about my husband being with a young virgin, someone just out of college, like a babysitter. But I don't want it to actually be our babysitter. I mean, that would be too strange. That's the fantasy part. Getting back to the story, what I did was I arranged a new babysitter. I actually called an escort service from the paper and met with several young women to pick just the right one. She was about 23, but could pass for 19 or 20. She wasn't a virgin by any means, but she did have this innocent look to her with long, straight hair pulled back in a headband and her demure outfit. She had these big brown eyes and trim little body. She was perfect. We made our arrangements, and then I set up an elaborate evening out for me and my husband that would go really late. I told my husband that our regular babysitter wasn't available, but she had recommended this new person, and since we were going to be out really late, I had asked the sitter to stay over and not worry about trying to stay up and then drive home, and she agreed. He fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. So our evening out included me dressing really, really sexy in a backless, silky top without a bra so my nipples brushed the fabric and stayed rock hard for everyone to see all night long. A pair of black leather pants that hugged my ass and curvy hips perfectly, showing off my firm body, and a pair of tall heels with pointy toes and little straps that circled my ankles, showing off my petite feet. We went to listen to some jazz and have drinks, then ate a fabulous seafood dinner before heading to a club for some dancing. I was teasing my husband mercilessly, rubbing against him, kissing him, asking him if he liked my breasts or wanted to feel me up. I had him going, and good. I was doing this because I've learned that the way to instigate these sleep fucks is to get him all ready and horny, talk dirty to him, kiss him and rub against him, and then go to sleep without letting him let off steam, so to speak. It was around 2 a.m. when we finally got home. The babysitter was sitting on the couch just as I instructed in a short little cotton nightie that barely covered her. She looked adorable, hot, sexy, young, and just like what I imagined. My husband was staring and trying not to drool. He had no idea what I was up to, and that was the way I wanted it. I had her dress like that and turn him on because that's my fantasy. I teased him in the bedroom about how he wanted her and wanted to fuck her. I said I thought she was probably a virgin and seemed a little naive. This just got him more aroused and frustrated when, after a little light petting, I said I was just too tired, rolled over, and pretended to go to sleep. I knew he was really tired and had had enough to drink that he probably wouldn't just finish himself off, and he didn't. He grumbled a little, then started to snore as he fell asleep. I went to the living room to get the fake sitter. We talked a little bit more about what I wanted done. Then I led her to our bedroom. I helped her slide onto the bed. Then we carefully lifted the covers off so that I would have an unobstructed view of what happened. Also, I had out the video camera to catch it all on film and didn't want to miss anything. I leaned across her and kissed my husband on the ear, then pulled away as she spooned up against him, putting her arm around him and caressing first his thigh and then trailing a finger along his rapidly hardening cock. It didn't take long at all before he rolled over and started pawing at her body. He went straight for her wet pussy, sticking first one then two fingers in her. He started rubbing up against her hip and her thigh with his hard cock. He started begging her to let him fuck her. All the time he did this, his eyes were completely closed, and I knew he was still asleep. I didn't know how this would work out if he woke up, which he usually does, but I had told the girl to try to fuck him but keep him asleep. Not an easy task, but she was up for it, and it looked like he was up for anything with that big hard cock of his. I was so horny, I was glad the video camera was on a stand because I was touching myself, pulling my nipples and caressing my own pussy and clit, totally getting off to my husband, grabbing and touching this other young woman. The fact that she was playing the babysitter just made it that much sweeter to me. She rolled over so her back was to him and lifted up her ass against him. He pulled his fingers from her pussy and started fingering her ass and pushing his thumb in. He asked her to suck his cock, so she rolled around again and went down on him, tonguing and licking his head, sucking his pre-cum. She climbed up into a 69 position and lowered her pussy to his face, and in his sleep he ate her, sticking his tongue up into her pussy and her ass and then circling her clit. She came right there on his face, and he slept fucked through the whole thing. Because I was worried that he would wake up when he came, I had her, as she flipped back around from sucking his cock, switch places with me. I was so hot and wet and had already come once just watching. I slipped into the bed next to him and pulled him over on top of me. He rammed that giant cock of his home, fucking me like the world was ending, talking dirty and telling me what he wanted to do to me, first fucking me while I was on my knees, then sliding his cock up my ass. He was really hot and ready to go, and I knew neither one of us would last much longer. Suddenly his eyes flew open. He threw his head back and slammed down hard into me, coming with giant heaves and spurts. I felt his cock pulsing, and that pushed me over the edge so that I came too. The girl stayed out of his view and finished taping, then silently let herself out. I held him until he fell back into a deep sleep, then got up, put the camera away, and covered us back up with the comforter, cuddling up to him for the rest of the night. In the morning, thinking I had pulled one off, we had a late breakfast with the sitter. Just as she was leaving, my husband stopped her and asked her if she was available to come again for us, and from the way he said it, I realized he hadn't been asleep the whole time at all. She winked and left, and then he and I went up to the bedroom because he really wanted to see the tape. I cannot say I am disappointed that he figured it out and was on to us. We have, in fact, had that sitter over again. This time, she fulfilled a fantasy of his. Turns out he often jacked off to imagining me with the young babysitter. And who am I to leave a fantasy unfulfilled?